Okay, the Gemara in Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, as on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, presents to us the din that Poel Yochel Lachzer B'Afilu B'Chatzei Yom, that a Poel can back out of a contractual agreement with an employer even midday, midterm, subject to certain restrictions, as you see from the Gemara, maybe not in a case of Davar Avud. We'll discuss some of the details there, based on the notion of Avadayhem V'Lavadim L'Avadim, that to be involved in a relationship that is not terminable is to like an evidivri and therefore prohibited. There's a din that the Ramah quotes based on the Torah, l'halacha, that at first glance is presented as that being cholek, but if you look carefully in our sugya, it turns out it sounds like it's a machlokas rishonim. And with that, it may shed some light on the nature of this din, and may relate to other machloks and lahalach as well. And that is, in Simon Shin Lam Gimel, Se'if Dalid, the Ramah adds a line that within the allowance for a poel to be chozer, so to speak, afilu b'chati hayom, the Ramah writes, Bein hukra hamalacha o huzla. That not only is a poel allowed to back out because, let's say, he objects to the whole whole economic system and he doesn't want to work for anyone, but even if he determines that the value of his work has gone up or the value of labor has gone down and he's no longer involved in a fair relationship and he can get a better deal elsewhere, he's still allowed to back out. Bein hukra malacha o huzla. The Machane Ephraim points out, I only became sensitized to this by looking around a little bit in Achronim and the Poskim, but the Machane Ephraim points out in Schiris Polim, Simon Zion, that it sounds like this is in fact the Machlokas Rishonim. If you look in Argam over here in Ayin Zion and Aleph, within the whole discussion of Rabdos and Chachamim, and what happens if, or what is the proper restitution for a poel who backs out in the middle of his service if he's done some of the work already but not all of it. So the Gemara here expands on the earlier line of O Yigmu Malachdan V'Yitlu Shnei Slaim, that they can get paid commensurate with the work that they've done already. The Gemara says Pshita, that what else would they get paid other than for the work that they've already done? We're talking about a case where the value of workers has gone up, so you might have thought that they're entitled to more than the original fair market value of their work. The Emu Polim, the other Balabayas of Baisinu. So then we're talking about a case where the Balabayas will try to appease them with some other sum. Mao de Tema Masu Amrile, Kimafais, and Adaita de Tafasla, and Agra. So you might have thought that the Polim can say that the reason we agreed to be appeased was because we were expecting to have a higher remuneration. Kamash Milan, Amr Lahuna, Adaita de Tarakna, Luhubachil, which you see, the appeasement is only that I did certain other external things for you, b'achil v'shasiyah, but not that you're going to be entitled to a higher salary. So the Rush there, both in the Tosfos HaRush and the Sheet Mekubetz, has a line as follows: Ve'emer polim lo sheicholim lachzer behem in isyakra hamalacha. Doesn't mean to say that the polim have a right to back out if the value of the work goes up. Ella lo you osim malachdim. The only time that they have is that the case where they weren't happy about doing work, but not that you would have a legitimate claim that they could back out simply if the value of their work has gone up. So the Rush seems to say fairly clearly that Yoker is not sufficient grounds to back out of the Poel Socher relationship. Is not included under Poel Chozafil B'Chatzayom, and the Chalkas Binyamin points out this Rush in this context. Machane Ephraim points out that the Ritva and the other Chachmei Sfarad have similar lines, or not that way. The Ritva here, Dibur Maskal Adaita, writes Beferish that even if there is a yoker factor, even if the value of labor goes up, Polim are still entitled to back out and they don't have to have any further cause. Why should that be? So the Bach explains, and is quoted by all the later Achorim, Machane Ephraim says the same as far, and then he says he saw this in the Bach as well, that it would make sense to be Michalik, yeah? It would make sense to be mechalek. It would make sense to say in Svara that a poel is not allowed to back out because of hukar hamalacha, when I started out with the Ramah, I was misspeaking in the Ramah's bottom line, halacha. The Ramah's bottom line, the machlokes is the way we just stated it. Let's say the Rush and the Ritva, where the Rush says that hukar is not sufficient grounds, and the Ritva says that hukar is sufficient grounds. And the Ramah says, Bein hukar uhuzla v'dafka shachaz v'stam. Avol im chozi mikavach yokar in shamala. Right? The Ramah paskins based on the Torah, that if he backs out because of fluctuation in the value of the labor, that is not grounds for backing out of the relationship. So the Ramah here is machmir. Why is the Ramah machmir? So, again, if you open up a Torah based Yosef Shulchan Aruch, you don't get the impression that anyone's cholik on this Ramah, because the Beis Yosef doesn't quote the cholikim, he doesn't quote the Ritva and the Rashba, which they may not have had. So the Bas says the reason that this is not sufficient grounds to back out, the reason that we'd be machmir in the Ramah, is that the nature of Avadai Haim is that a person can't be in a relationship with an employer where he has no way of backing out. If he doesn't want to stop working, we say, no, you're allowed to stop working, you can't be in this relationship which is akin to Eved Ivri. But if he wants to continue to work, he just wants to get a better salary, then he's Megala that he wants to work, he's interested in the job, he just wants to get paid more. So if he's interested in the job, he just wants to get paid more, that's not sufficient grounds for backing out. That's not subsumed under Pol Yachal Lachzer B'Ofi L'Chatziyom. That's what the Bach explains. And the Sma here in Sif Kaza Tessayin has a different Svara, that it's true, Pol Yachal Lachzer B'Ofi L'Chatziyom. But that's not intended to give extra leverage to the employee that he should be able to make more money. That means if he wants to back out of the relationship, he can back out of the relationship, but it doesn't empower him to use this as leverage to demand a higher salary. So all that means, according to the Sma, the Aruch HaShulchan expands on this in Osi Zion, all that means is that fundamentally, even if there is a claim of Yolker that he wants to make more money, fundamentally he could back out of the relationship just to be Yadu Ala Tachtona. If a person backs out because he's not interested in the whole capitalist system, he doesn't want to work for anyone, so then he backs out, and Yadav Al Halyona, he's entitled to back out, no questions asked. If he backs out because he wants to make more money, so it's Yadav Al Tachtona, so to the extent that he only finished half a job, he's only going to get paid based on the lower amount. But not that there's a... it doesn't mean that he's not entitled to anything. Okay. A similar kind of machlokes to the question of yoker being grounds to back out, we find in the Pesach Tshuva here, a very lengthy Pesach Tshuva, Sivkat and Dalir, where he quotes initially Tshuva the Chava Siyayir in Simin Kuvav. Question was raised whether a poel is allowed to back out if he wants to seek employment with a different employer. He's not interested in retiring. He wants to go work for someone else. He doesn't like this employer. He likes someone else better. The terms are going to be better. Not salary. Just for whatever reason, he has more of a liking or a dislike for one employer versus another employer. So the Pesach Tshuva quotes Mar Makom Osakana Lakani, quotes Chalkim. And the Svaras is somewhat similar. Do you say that the only leeway that a poel is allowed to back out of a relationship is because he can't be beholden to someone forever? If he wants to stop working, he doesn't have to continue to work. But if he wants to continue to work, he just wants to work for someone else. So then maybe you say the same thing, that that's not grounds to back out. Pesach Tshuva quotes from the Sefer Mayim Chaim, who says, it only makes sense to be machmir on this shaila, that you can't back out if you want to work for someone else, if you assume that a poel is in fact over on the lav of, or the essay of Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim v'lo avadim l'avadim. Then you have a formal isser. So then you'd be machmir if I want to back out and I want to stop working for anyone, fine. But if I want to back out of Reuven and I want to work for Shimon, so then I'm still violating the same isser of avadim lavadim. I haven't gained anything, so I have no license to back out. But if I'm not actually over on an isser, and the only reason that I'm able to back out is because the poel isn't subject to such a strong shibud, so then maybe you could back out. Whatever the reason is, even for yoker and even for better terms of employment. That issue of whether you're formally over on this lav or essay of Kili B'nei Salavadim seems to actually be a machlokas rishonim on daf yod. If you look in Tosfos, small Tosfos in the daf yod amud aleph, Tosfos writes, Dibur Maskil Kili B'nei Salavadim, Nirali Dimikal Makam Mutar Adam Lahaskir Atmo, that a person, you would have said, if we're invoking the analogy to David Ivri, so it should be usher for anyone to be an employee. It should only be restricted to Kabbalanus. Kabbalanus isn't subject to this restriction, let's say. Pasha Tzogmar and Tosin Daf Memches. Kabbalanus isn't subject, it's from the beginning of our practice. Kabbalanus isn't subject to this restriction, but a regular poel relationship would be. So it should be usher to hire yourself out as a worker to anyone. And that's not the case. The Tosfos says, you're allowed to hire yourself out. The real Isser Torah is only for an Eved Ivri where there is a actual term of servitude, and the only way that he could leave the relationship with the Shtar Shechar. But when it comes to an employer-employee relationship, it doesn't rise to that level of Eved Ivri, and therefore isn't subject to an Isser. If you look in the Hagos Hagra on the side here on the Afyud, the Hagos Hagra is mitzayin a Hagos Mordechai at the very end of the Masechta. The classic pagination, it's basically the last column, the last full column in the in Hagos Mordechai, where the Hagos Mordechai writes that Yeshli Hizahir Lamelamid Olasofer Oshar Malachos Milahaskir Atma Lios Bebase Balabayas Lios Bekavimo Lios Samachal Shochon and Blihasek Yosem Yomoshan. And the Pasuk says, Ki Mishneh Schar Sachir Avadosh Shonim. So Mishneh Schar Sachir, half of the terms of an Eved Ivri is 3 years. So the Isser is 3 years. So Mordechai writes that a person should be careful not to hire himself out as a sofer, a Malamid, or any kind of worker for a period of over 3 years, because that's an actual violation of the sisser of Avadahim. All right, so that sounds like it's an actual formal isser, even not an Eved Ivri, even for a poel. And that's actually quoted Lahalacha in the Ramah in Simen Shin Lama Gimel Sif Gimel. The Ramah writes that Asir LePoel Afila Melamed Osofer LaHaskir Atzma Lias BeBeis Balabayis BeKeva Shlo Shoshanim. That we'll talk about some of the specific terminology in the Mordechai and the Ramah in a few moments. But basically, that a poel is not allowed to hire himself out for a period of employment of 3 years or more, because that's a violation of this isser. And the Shach points out here that, of course, in the Be'er Sheva, that it sounds like Tosis is Cholik, our Tosis that we just quoted on Daf Yod. Now, again, strictly speaking, the language of the Mordechai, which is quoted in the Ramah, is specific. Mordechai is talking about a case, and according to Tosis, it sounds like there's no violation whatsoever. Without any case, any way you slice it, there's no violation of the sisser to hire yourself out, and there's just because of the analogy to Eved Ivri, there's a license to back out, but you're not over an isser if you are involved in such a contract. Lashon HaMordechai specifically, we're talking about Lios Bebeis Balabais, Lios Bekeva Imo, to be there permanently, Lios Samach Al Shulchano, and to basically be dependent on the Balabais for sustenance. We're not talking about a 9-to-5 worker. We're talking about someone who lives in the house of his employer and is dependent on his employer for sustenance. So if you're involved in such a relationship for 3 years or more, that would be a violation of this din. That's what the Nosa Kalin talk about, the minhag of Rabbanim, to have no more than a 3-year contract, or no more than a 5-year contract, which is less than 6 years, because of this Ramah, that they have to be careful not to have too long a contract of employment. The Ksos here quotes another Tshuva of the Chavis Yar, and Simon Kofem, that there's a mashmos, that even if you're not Samech HaShulchan, there still would be an Isser. The Chavis Yar was talking about a case where you had a chazan who hired himself out for 6 years, and there's no reference in the specific case of the Chavis Yar that it was a chazan who was living in his employer's shul. The chazan was an employee of the community, and nevertheless the Chavis Yar writes that to have a 6-year contract is a violation of this din. So that sounds like the Chavis Yar is machri even if he's not Samech al Shulchano of the Baal Bais, which is again against the pashtus of the formulation of the Mordechai and the Ramah. The Pisgei Choshen points this out in the beginning of Perichas, so that's the mashmos of the Chavis Yair. There's an interesting tshuv in the tshuvas Bitzel Chochma, Bitzel Stern, in Chelek Beis Simin. Let's see. Simon Pezayan. He lived in Australia, so they had a more difficulty finding qualified clay kodesh in Australia than in other parts of the world. So the shul that he's addressing is it was too difficult for the community to bring people down for 3-year terms. They wanted to give them longer contracts to keep them in the community, and is giving a longer contract a violation of this din. So first he points out the Pashas of the Lashon of the Mordechai, as we just pointed out, is that it's only a problem if you're Mamir Samech HaShulchano. And that's not the case if you hire Rav, you hire Malami for the community. But then he notes that the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer in Choshe Mishpat Simen Kufayin Beis, talking about Rabbanim, says that that's Lav Dafka. That even if the rabbi is not Ochel Mamish on the Shulchan of the Balabatim, but the community owns a house, that's the equivalent of being Samech HaShulchan. If you have a community that owns a house and the rabbi lives in the community owned house, so that's basically the functional equivalent of Samech HaShulchan Balabais, because he has no independent sustenance. He's totally dependent on the community for support. He doesn't even have his own place of residence. But then he says, even if you'll accept that Chasam Sofer that has a liberal interpretation of what Samech HaShulchan means, or a strict interpretation, depending on your perspective, nevertheless, there's another ground. There are other grounds for Kula, namely the language of Bekeva and Beli Hefsek. The Lashon of Bekeva implies that the person is there around the clock without any break. And then the Mordechai writes, "Bli hefsek yosim begin l'shanim." He says, if a person, you could do one of two things. You could construct a contract where you want them to stay for 6 years, you want them to stay for 7 years. But you'll construct a contract in such a way that there's a gap of a few days or a gap of a month in the middle. And he says, better than that, you can even, we have this concept of vacation. So the rabbi's entitled to take a vacation. Even if it's not a set time every year, if he's entitled to a month vacation or a week's vacation, then the fact that he has that vacation time means that he's not meshubah to the community straight for 3 years straight or 6 years straight. He has some time off. As long as he has some time off, then you don't have to worry about violating this din of having a contract that's too long. I know in today's day and age, if everyone has their Blackberries on them, even when they're on vacation, if that's still... is that still be considered to be a break in the employment? But that's in the pre-mobile device era, the Bethel HaChacham is writing that a vacation should be sufficient to solve that problem. So again, this issue would seem to be a machlokes rishonim, let's say Tosfos and the Tosfos and the Gos Mordechai, whether there is an actual isser of having a term of employment in excess of 3 years or more. So that some machlokes suggest also sheds light back on the original machlokes we discussed in the Pesach Tshuva as to whether a person can terminate his employment even if he wants to remain employed to someone else by going to someone who has better terms of employment. And if there is a formal isser, so then you haven't solved anything by going to another employer. You have no right to leave Reuven to work for Shimon if you're still violating Lav Adam Lav Adam. But if it's just a matter of a weaker shibud, so then maybe you could have more leeway in terms of choosing where you're going to work. And the Sefer Chalkas Binyamin, he quotes from the Hagos Imrei Baruch that this machlokas is also based on whether we say that Poel is gufa kanei. Do we say that just like an Eved Ivri is gufa kanei to the Adon, the Poel also is gufa kanei to the Balabayas? So that's what the Machane Ephraim in Skivith Poland Simon Aleph points out. He thinks that's a machlokas Rishonim. Most apparently it's a machlokas Rishonim Daf Yud, where the Ritva is pretty explicit that there is some kind of a kinyan aguf, that the relationship between a poel and a socher and a poel is one of a shibud aguf. There's a formal binding relationship, and Tosfos and Kedushin and Daf Yud Zayin is of the opinion that there's no shibud aguf. There may be some kind of a weak shibud, but it's not a shibud aguf. Machan Ephraim raises this question in a different context. If a socher begins his term of employment, the poel begins his term of employment, and then he wants to back out, and he already got an advance, already got paid for some of his work, does he have to return that money immediately in order for the deal to be terminated? If by Eved Ivri, there's a din of Gira and Kesef. If an Eved Ivri is yotze in the middle of his term, so then he has to pay back the balance of value for the rest of the term of servitude. So if a poel is gufa kani the same way that Eved Ivri is, so then he'd be responsible for immediately returning that money as analogous to Giron Kasef, as opposed to if it's a weaker shibud, it's not a shibud of mamish, so then the Machane Ephraim says you can view that as a halva, so the money is loaned to you, and you'll have to pay it back, but not paying it back doesn't prevent the termination of the relationship. When it comes to Eved Ivri, if you don't fulfill Giron Kasef, so then you haven't terminated the relationship properly. So do you have such a parallel by Poel or not? So that he thinks is machlokas Rishonim. Also, the Ritva assumes that there is a formal shibud aguf, kinyan aguf, and he says Rashi sounds that way. Also, Rashi in Daf Yud writes ki hader bay in ba laza l'scharo mikan ve'elach v'lachser bo yachser bo. Now we're talking about a poel backing out. So if he wants to back out and return all the money, so then he can back out. So it sounds like returning the money is a tanai in backing out. So the Machane Ephraim puts this Rashi together with the Ritva that there's a formal kinyan, an actual shibud aguf, and it's totally analogous to Eved Ivri. So again, if you work with that assumption, some Achronim suggest that there's a shibud aguf, it's analogous to Eved Ivri, poel gufa kanoi. So then, if you're going to terminate your relationship with Reuven to go to Shimon, you haven't solved anything, and that you don't have license to do that based on Avadim, Avadahim, Elo Avadim, La Avadim. The Sefer Pri Moshe on Kinyanim in Simon Nun Beis, he says that this Chakir, if you will, this Machlokes Rishonim also may shed light. And here you'd have Lishitasa to some extent. And another issue raised here in the Nosa Kelim, which is a license to be chozer afilu b'chatzei yom, does that apply? Excuse me. Even if there was an actual kinyan entered into at the beginning of the term of employment, we discussed last week some of the issues related to chazara and creating a kinyan through halicha l'malacha or tchilas malacha, and that's a lower level kinyan, and then you could have a higher kinyan of an actual kinyan suder, or being kohen of the clay malacha of the poel. So whatever kind of kinyan we're going to operate with, the shach in Sivkat and Yudal, it quotes from the Tshuvas HaRitva, it's also the Ritva in the beginning of the parak, of the sixth parak, where the Ritva writes that once a kinyan is entered into, so then you don't have the ability to be chozer. You could only be chozer before there was a kinyan. So Beis Yosef quotes that from the Tshuvas HaRitva. You can only be chozer if there was a verbal contract. But the reason that you would have a kinyan to begin with is precisely to prevent the possibility of the poel being chozer. And the Shach thinks that everyone else is cholik on the Ritva, and that lahalacha we do not require a kinyan. So even if there is a kinyan, you can still be chozer. There's still a violation of libnei salavadim. Nevertheless, the Piskei Tshuva does quote some tshuvas that are more willing to be to paskin like the Ritva, that if there is a kinyan, that restricts the ability for a poel to be chozer. But the Pri Moshe points out that maybe this is also totally on the same machlokas, whether you say that a poel is gufa kane just like an eved ivri. So if you say that a poel is gufa kane like an eved ivri, so then you can't be chozer. Once you've solidified that relationship to such an extent that you've created a kinyan aguf analogous to an eved ivri, so then you don't have the latitude to be chozer. Whereas if it's a less formal kinyan, you don't have the same shibud, so then there's more latitude to be chozer if you want to back out of the relationship. But he says that even, as the Machaneh Ephraim points out, even if you do say poel is gufo kani, it's still not on the level of an eved ivri. An eved ivri is meshubet his adam for everything. A poel still has terms of employment, still has a contract, but it's a matter of degree. So bottom line, what we demonstrated is that you have a number of machloksim among poskim and rishonim about the parameters of being chozer. Number one, you have the Ramah's fact that you can't be chozer for simple yukar vizula, even though we pointed out that some rishonim are cholik on that. We have the discussion in Piskei Tshuva whether you can be chozer if the terms of employment, forget about finances, the terms of employment are going to be more pleasant with another employer. And we have the basic machlokas rishonim as to whether there is an actual iser of contracting into a relationship in which you're going to be employed for a certain period of time. And we discuss the machlokas rishonim as to whether there is an actual kinyan aguf, a shibud aguf for an eved ivri. And all these machlokas, not the lishitasos, aren't all muchach, but there is a way of fitting them into some kind of a relationship where the stronger the shibud, the stronger the kinyan aguf, the more likely it is that we will restrict the ability to be chozer, and the stronger that there is a formal iser that you violate in having such a relationship, the less likely we are to allow you to be chozer for that if you're going to end up in another similar relationship.